This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi today on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day. The Prime Minister will launch the expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens regardless of their income. In a major boost to healthcare infrastructure, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple healthcare institutions. He will inaugurate Phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda, which includes a Panchakarma hospital, an Ayurvedic pharmacy for drug manufacturing, a sports medicine unit, a central library, an IT and startup incubation centre, and a 500-seat auditorium, among others. He will also inaugurate three medical colleges in Mandsaur, Neemuch and Sioni in Madhya Pradesh. Additionally, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for five nursing colleges in Shivpuri, Ratlam, Khandwa, Rajgarh and Mandsaur in Madhya Pradesh. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate an ESIC hospital at Indore in Madhya Pradesh and lay the foundation stone for ESIC hospitals at Faridabad in Haryana, Bommasandra and Narsapur in Karnataka, Indore in Madhya Pradesh, Meerut in Uttar Pradesh and Achyutapuram in Andhra Pradesh. These projects will bring healthcare benefits to around 55 lakh ESI beneficiaries. The Prime Minister will launch the YouWin portal. It will benefit pregnant women and infants by fully digitalizing the vaccination process. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations via video conferencing during the Rozgar Mela today. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela will be organized at 40 locations across the country. The Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, I4C, has issued an alert against illegal payment gateways created using mule bank accounts by transnational organized cybercriminals facilitating money laundering as a service. The Home Ministry said that recent nationwide raids by the Gujarat police and the Andhra Pradesh police have revealed that transnational criminals have established illegal digital payment gateways using mule or rented accounts. A report.
These mule accounts are controlled remotely from overseas. An illegal payment gateway is created using these mule accounts. These are given to criminal syndicates for accepting deposits on illegal platforms. Funds are layered to another account as soon as the crime proceeds are received. Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center has advised citizens not to sell or rent their bank accounts or company registration certificate or Udyam Aadhaar registration certificate to anyone. Citizens must immediately report any cybercrime on helpline number 1930 or www.cybercrime.gov.in and follow CyberDost account on social media. With Saklen, Suparna Segya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Maharashtra, filing of nomination for single-phase assembly polls will end today. The scrutiny of nominations will be done tomorrow. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 4th of November. The filing of nominations will end today for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 20th of November. 632 candidates have so far filed their nominations. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia beginning today. The visit aims to further deepen the strategic partnership and explore new avenues of trade, investment and economic cooperation between India and Saudi Arabia. Former Indian cricketer V.V.S. Lakshman will be the head coach of the senior men's team during the upcoming tour of South Africa. Incumbent national coach Gautam Gambhir will be Australia-bound for the Border Gavaskar Trophy. In women's cricket, India will face New Zealand in the third and final one-day international match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.